Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Driving across Lookout Pass turns into a real pain today as heavy snow pounded the pass on the Montana-Idaho border. Westbound traffic on I-90 was completely stopped early today because of vehicles spinning out, most of them trucks that were ignoring the MDT's order that chains were required for towing units. That actually was posted yesterday afternoon. Even when traffic got moving again, most of the morning drive was stop and go on both sides of the pass well into the morning. This week's snow has meant more work for snowmobile clubs in western Montana as crews continue to clear trails almost a month after December's big windstorm. Trail groomers have been forced to cut thousands of fallen trees from the trail systems, but most of the clubs have most of their trails reopened now. It's not known how much the clubs will have to shoulder in extra maintenance costs because of the storm. Summer seems like a long time away, but the scramble is on for permits to float the legendary Smith River this season. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks opened applications on New Year's Day and will continue taking them through February 15th. The agency doesn't take long to pick the winners either, with the drawing scheduled for February 18th this year. You have to shell out $15 for a permit application, but if you get one of them, you and up to 14 others can float the Smith on a single permit. In Farm and Ranch news this week, the Montana Department of Livestock continuing to investigate confirmation that an animal from a Gallatin County herd had brucellosis in late December. MDL announced the finding last week, saying the investigation will not only check the health of the herd, but may also look back as far as 3 years into the herd's history to determine whether any infections may have spread to other herds. They say in this case, this herd hasn't used shared grazing, had already been doing voluntary testing, and a minimal number of nearby herds. This is the 15th brucellosis affected herd confirmed in Montana since the implementation of new standards in 2010. The most recent detection was in Beaverhead County earlier in 2025. Testing was still underway, but MDL notes that all of the other cases have shown the infections came from wild elk. This is the Montana State News Network.